This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how you should not let their smallness unravel you. When I turn to the scriptures, I recall how David ultimately responded to Nabal. One day, David sent a message to Nabal, who was a rich man who lived near the village of Carmel. Now, first, David opens his message by wishing Nabal peace and prosperity. But then he goes on to say that he and his men have stayed among his shepherds and never harmed any of them, and David's men had never stolen anything. And so in a sense, he was asking Nabal to reciprocate this kindness by offering his men food and water. Although when Nabal received David's message, he was in a drunken stupor and referred to David and his men as a band of outlaws. Needless to say, these were fighting words to David. So David instructed his men to get their swords immediately. However, Nabal's wife, Abigail, became aware of things and immediately brought David and his men what they had asked for and apologized profusely for her husband. She told David, please don't pay any attention to him. He is a fool, just as his name suggests. And when the Lord makes you leader of Israel, don't let this blemish be on your record. David listened to Abigail and decided to not let Nabal's smallness unravel him. So today, are you dealing with a situation that has you on the brink of unraveling? If so, release that person or situation into God's hands and embrace these words. A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. Proverbs 29:11. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't let their smallness unravel you.